Hello. This podcast will focus on the difference between climate and weather, how and why the climate is changing, some future consequences of climate change, climate mitigation and adaptation, and finally, the ethics of climate change. What is climate? How is it different from weather? Weather is the changes we see and feel outside from day to day, and the weather changes from place to place. Climate is the usual weather of a place. Climate can be different from different seasons, and various places can have different climates. There is also the Earth's climate. Earth's climate is what you get when you combine all of the climates around the world. Climate change is a change in the usual weather patterns of a region. This could be a change in how much rain a region usually gets in a year. Climate change is also a change in Earth's climate. This could be a change in Earth's usual temperature, or it could be a change in where rain or snow usually falls on the Earth. While weather can change in just a few hours, climate takes hundreds or even millions of years to change. Is the Earth's climate changing? Earth's climate is always changing. There were times when the Earth was either warmer or cooler than it is now. These changes can last for thousands of years. Earth's temperature has gone up about 1 degree Fahrenheit in the last 100 years, and though this may seem like small changes in the Earth's temperature, it does have big effects. Some effects are already happening. The warming of Earth's climate has caused oceans to warm up negatively, affecting coral reefs and marine ecosystems, while snow glaciers and ice caps are rapidly melting, causing sea levels to rise. The rise is directly affecting human living conditions. These include homes, fresh water supply, and food supply. So what is causing the Earth's climate to change? Many things can cause the Earth climate to change on its own. Earth's different distance from the sun can have effects on the amount of energy reaching the Earth's surface. Scientists have discovered that humans are contributing to the current climate changes we are experiencing in many ways. One way being the different ways humans derive energy from oil, gas, and coal, all unsustainable methods of extraction and usage. The emissions from these sources, among many other man-made emissions, are having direct effects on the climate of individual regions. Collectively, we have global climate change. Some of the future consequences of climate change. According to the IPCC, the extent of climate change effects on individual regions will vary over time, with the ability of different societal and environmental systems to mitigate or adapt to change. Global climate is projected to continue over this century and beyond. The length of the frost-free seasons has been increasing nationally since the 1980s and continues to increase, affecting ecosystems and agricultural practices. Summer temperatures are projected to continue to rise, and a reduction in soil moisture, which exhibits heat waves, is projected for many regions. The intensity, frequency, and duration of North Atlantic hurricanes, as well as the frequency of the strongest hurricanes, have all increased since the early 80s and are projected to continue to increase. Global sea level is projected to rise another 1 to 4 feet by the year 2100. Storm surges and high tides combined with sea level rise will further increase flooding in many regions. Emissions of today will continue to warm the planet way into the future, and the magnitude of climate change beyond the next few decades depends primarily on the amount of heat-trapping gases emitted globally and how sensitive the Earth's climate is to emissions. Climate mitigation is any action taken to permanently eliminate or reduce the long-term risks and hazards of climate change to human life or property. Some mitigation strategies involve complex interactions between climatic, environmental, economic, political, institutional, social, and technological processes, all in efforts to eliminate or reduce the risks of climate change. Climate adaptation is an understanding of how individuals, groups, and natural systems can prepare for and respond to changes within the climate or their environment with the intent to reduce the vulnerability of social and biological systems exposed to relatively sudden change. Finally, let's look at the ethics of climate change. When it comes to setting climate change policy, science can only tell us so much. The science of climate change, no matter how advanced, will never be sufficient enough to tell humans what is the ethical thing to do. Science may be able to inform political policy, but when confronting environmental changes, considerations of fairness, equity, and justice must also be factors of any successful agreement. Some ethical dilemmas now complicating the climate change debate is how to balance the rights and responsibilities of developing nations, their use of fossil fuels, how to evaluate geoengineering schemes designed to reverse or slow climate change, and how to assess the responsibility to future generations who must live with the climate we are shaping today. The climate system is a global commons, yet the consequences and costs of climate change do not fall equally on all nations and all parts of the globe. It is now increasingly clear that meaningful international action to limit climate change not only requires compelling scientific evidence and recognition of legitimate national interests, but also focus on considerations of equity and ethics. Thank you.